Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast. As we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale, please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, our issue today and the subject at hand, which I believe is vital for every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, every American citizen, to understand where we're going and what is going to take place in the next few days, lest we pray and ask God to intervene and save the sovereignty of the United States of America and prevent us from being part of the globalist movement that is on the fast track for this coming week. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear your dialogue and discussion. What are your thoughts on it? Are you familiar with this? Have you read anything about it? Have you heard it on any of the MSNBC or the Communist Network news? You haven't, because it is not being broadcast or publicized. It's a stealth move by the President of the United States of America to surrender the sovereignty of the United States of America to the Communist Party. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says, Dr. Peter Bregan, Biden is ceding the U.S. sovereignty to China. In fact, in the middle portion of this document, it says, the United States of America is the one power that stands in the way of globalism. Many Americans, he said, hold to the Judeo-Christian tradition that believes that God doesn't intend for the United States of America to be run by the Communist Chinese or by Bill Gates or any other Western or Eastern predators that would destroy our nation and the Judeo-Christian values. Ladies and gentlemen, if this takes place, and it's not if, it's just when, whether this is the key that unlocks the total globalist scenario or if it's later down the road, I believe that this is the very verge of it. I believe that this is the precursor to what will happen in the future. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned from this standpoint. When we see this take place, we will lose our liberties. The Bill of Rights will be eviscerated. There'll be no such thing as the freedom of worship. There'll be no such thing as the freedom of speech. There'll be nothing called the right to keep and bear arms, nothing that we call the Bill of Rights or our Constitution, wherein we get our rights. If you don't believe that, just notice what has taken place in other nations. Notice what's happened in Australia because of the COVID lockdowns and the police going out on the street arresting people, putting them in concentration camps. Look at what happened just recently in Canada with the police force going out on the street and arresting people because of not complying with the COVID restrictions and requirement. Just notice what happens in China when a Chinese person fails to go out and get his weekly COVID test to make sure that he's free of COVID. They go out on the streets, they arrest him, haul him off and put him in a concentration camp or in prison, or he just simply disappears. Ladies and gentlemen, all of those are pictures and indications and illustrations of what will take place and what it will be like in America if this goes through as Biden has now planned it. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article touching on the very same thing. Time to exit the World Health Organization and International Health Regulation Agreement. The Biden administration plans to empower the World Health Organization Director General to regulate and to enforce United States public health policy, including but not limited to the prevention and the management of global pandemics. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's a whole lot written that's under the cover of that statement that we'll talk about in a moment. The same power that the leftist governors seized in the name of COVID pandemic, including lockdowns of non-essential businesses and churches, vaccine mandates, mask mandates, and social distancing requirements in the public and in the private, and setting the stage, and that's what we'll see under the World Health Organization. The same power that the Biden administration is setting the stage to hand over the governing power to a globalist World Health Organization. It's time to exit the World Health Organization and the IHR, International Health Regulation Agreement. Don't let the administration suspend our civil liberties, our constitutional protections in the name of global cooperation. United States must govern the affairs of its own citizens without the strict framework of the United States Constitution and Bill of Rights under the consent of the governed. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching this take place. No one has warned us about it. No one has said anything about it, but it is on the fast track being taking place and being done as we speak today. Absolutely asinine is the headline. Dr. Robert Malone warns against giving World Health Organization the keys to the kingdom. Let me read that headline again. Absolute asinine. Dr. Robert Malone warns against giving the World Health Organization the keys to the kingdom. The Biden administration's proposal to give the World Health Organization the authority to declare a health emergency in the United States, he described the latter move as the United States giving the Chinese-controlled World Health Organization the keys to the kingdom. And he goes on to talk about what will happen in his opinion and what will take place. Ladies and gentlemen, you might say, well, that's all right. The World Health Organization can warn us. The World Health Organization can be the oversight body that will help preserve health and welfare and safety and protection around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, that's simply not the purpose, not the modus operandi, not the plan, not the program, not the process that the World Health Organization uses. World Health Organization, let me repeat one more time, is simply a puppet in the hands of the Communist Chinese Party. So we're talking about putting the Communist Chinese Party in charge of everything that we do in the United States of America. And I say everything. I'm talking about not just the health. We'll get into that in just a moment. Not just the health, but what would be considered a health emergency. What can you put under that caption, health emergency? What could be a health emergency that the World Health Organization would then mandate lockdowns, a mandate incarceration, a mandate you'd be put in a concentration camp to supposedly give you healing and health? Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a very serious predicament, if you want to call it that, in America. Dan, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you so much for calling.
I've been listening on a daily basis. I listen daily, and you know, I've wanted to call in so many times and, contribute. But at the same time, I'm realizing that all of the men, great men, that have come and gone before you, speaking of the New World Order, their message fell on deaf ears. And I'm praying more than ever that your message will never fall on deaf ears. And those that are hearing what you're saying will finally realize that these world organizations have been a ploy from the get-go to gradually manipulate all nations throughout the earth into this new world order. Ever since Jimmy Carter, it has been spoken about new world order by presidents of this country. It has been spoken about by these men prior to you on the airwaves, warning what was coming. Now, I'm 72, and I grew up listening to them, Stuart McBurney, Marlon Maddox, Chuck Carter, and many, many more, Jerry Falwell, and so forth. And I have seen in my lifetime everything they have said come true. I see today everything you were saying coming true or have come true. And I get a lot of material sent to me, and I understand what it means. It means the Bible is coming true in our lifetime.
That's right.
And there's no getting around it. There is no excuses that we could ever make to deny the Word of God today.
Yes.
And what I'd like to convey to your audience is very simple. You always say, what can we do? Well, a message from a common man, which I call myself, is get ready. Get
right.
yourself first, then your loved ones, the yes. closest to you, and then expand out to everyone you meet, because what's at stake is everything.
Yes.
I watched Bill Gates on a video last night. I've watched it several times. He has said these words: the next pandemic will be so great in magnitude and disaster. I'm not quoting him, but this is what he's saying, that it will finally get your attention. But what he's meaning is it'll be the catalyst to take final control. So many will die that you will give up everything they're wanting to take from you with the fear of death, not trusting in God to look after you and to take care of you and your loved ones, not caring where we go when we die, that we fear it with every ounce of our souls and our lives. My message is very simple. Christ is coming, and I can't wait.
Dan, you're exactly right and spot on with your statements and your warnings to our listeners today. And I believe it is a valid warning, because God's word is unalterable. God's prophetic text is not changeable, and what God says is going to come to fruition just as he has said. But Dan, let me just add a little point or two to what you have said, which is spot on in your statements. We're watching Bill Gates behind the scene, that owns and are controlled because of his money, six of the nine major pharmaceutical houses in the world. Bill Gates, with his money and background, is part and parcel of the COVID-19. Bill Gates and his entourage, along with St. Anthony Dr. Fauci, back as early as 2014, 2015, talked about having a pathogen that could be airborne. It's born out of the gain-of-function creating this virus called COVID. They planned the pandemic. That's the reason some are calling it a plandemic. They planned it. And right now we're watching Bill Gates and George Soros, through the World Health Organization, promulgated by China, setting the stage for another major release of a pathogen that they will call a variant of COVID-19. And by the way, the NIH, the National Institute of Health, along with Dr. Anthony Fauci and others of his cohorts, they have about 83, 84 patents on the pathogens that now supposedly just recently have come out. They have been getting the patents on it since about 2009 and following. So it's not new to them, but it's new to us. But they're using that as the plandemic for the future, so that after we have been brought under the losing our sovereignty as a nation, brought under the domination and the control of the World Health Organization, the next pathogen, which is set to be released, Bill Gates has already said, before the fall, before election, if you please, that we could have a major resurgence of COVID-19. They're planning on lockdowns before November election. They're planning on a major release of something that supposedly is more virile and deadly than COVID-19. And they're setting the stage for the World Health Organization to be in dominating control of making it absolutely impossible to do any movement. By the way, if passed, and I believe it will be by the World Health Organization's committee, the 22nd through the 28th in Geneva, Switzerland, I believe they will sign on to that, believe it will be authorized. In fact, I'll read an article in a moment where Israel has already agreed to go under that banner also. I believe that will be done, and it's to take effect in November of this year. So, Dan, as you said,
if you can remember,
we're watching
sir,
the Word of God come to fruition.
Yes. If you can remember this, the old saying was, follow the money when you're doing investigations. Okay. Now, the new saying, follow the power. The power,
follow the money.
Has all the money it's going to need.
Yes.
And it seeks more power.
Absolutely. Dan, thank you so much for your insight, for your words of wisdom. I pray that our audience is listening today, paying attention to it, because if I can wrap up with mine and your conversation very succinctly this, we need to look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. In saying that, in doing that, we need to impact the lives of others, our family, our neighbors, our friends, our relatives. We need to reach them with the gospel while there's still opportunity to do so, because after the rapture comes, multitudes will be left behind that will face the irony that will take place, the iron fist of the Antichrist and the satanic, demonic destruction of humanity. Dan, thank you so much, and God bless you for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject that I'm very passionate about, World Health Organization, known as WHO. Who holds the global keys? Who holds the global keys? I'm looking at an article that says Israel to join U.S. in surrendering the health. Listen, you need to understand this headline. Israel to join the United States in surrendering. It's not being taken by force. It's not being, we're not having a war over our sovereignty. It's being surrendered the health authority to the World Health Organization. This article reads, dated May 18th, in 4 days, the World Health Organization will vote on resolutions that will give them emergency powers over any country they choose. The Biden administration initiated the measures, but kept them under wraps until just a few weeks ago when the vote was a foregone conclusion. It was recently revealed that Israel fell into lockstep, backing the measure through one exceptional politician, though one exceptional politician has become the voice of reason in the government that has run amok. The World Health Organization and the World Health Organization's governing body will be voting on Provisional Agenda 16.2 in Geneva on May the 22nd. The agenda described by World Health Organization under the headline, quote, strengthening World Health Organization's preparedness for a response to health emergencies, end quote. The new agenda, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, very carefully. The new agenda would give them the power to unilaterally, that is single-handedly, one individual, to unilaterally declare a health emergency in any country, thereby giving them the emergency powers, that's giving them, the United Nations, the emergency powers. The Biden administration gave these proposed amendments to the World Health Organization on January the 18th. No one knew this until April the 12th, less than a month ago. If passed, the resolution will go into effect in November of this year. These amendments will empower, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, these amendments will empower the World Health Organization General Director to declare health emergencies or crises in any nation and do so unilaterally against any opposition of the targeted nations. The director general will be able to declare these health emergencies based merely on his personal opinion or consideration that there is a potential or the possibility of a potential threat to any other nation. These regulations are binding instruments of international law. United Nations member states can be required by the law to obey or acquiesce to any of the regulations. Under the new regulations, World Health Organization will not be required to consult with the identity or identify any nation beforehand to verify the event before taking action and making the mandate in a covert manner. Similar to what happened in the U.S., the Israeli government intends to support Provisional Agenda 16.2 as well. Ladies and gentlemen, the question begs to be asked, demands to be answered. What could be considered a health emergency? What could be considered? Now, I understand, and most of us, when we think about a health emergency, we think about colds, flus, pandemic. We think about COVID-19, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What if, ladies and gentlemen, let's just use some hypotheticals. They will have the total authority to declare something, anything that's personally decided upon by Dr. Tedros, the head of the World Health Organization. If he decides that climate change is a health concern for the globe, he can direct then any nation, including the United States of America, that businesses must be shut down, there must be lockdowns, there must be church closures, and I could go on and on and on with the hypothetical potentiality, because all he's got to do is, in his sole authority, by himself, make the determination that climate change could be a health emergency. Ladies and gentlemen, the fact that we're finding today COVID vaccines destroying the health of those that have taken the shots. They're not a vaccine. It's a killer shot, as I'm calling it. But what if the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros, decides that because Bill Gates is on the board, because Bill Gates furnishes the preponderance of the money for the World Health Organization, what if Bill Gates decides that whatever new pathogen they've got, that everybody must take the vaccine for that? All has got to take place then is for the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros, to mandate that everyone be vaccinated. You might say, well, I'm not going to do it. Can you picture, can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, the blue-helmeted United Nations military forces on all street corners at all intersections as a car comes by, the car is stopped, and you are inspected to determine whether or not you've had the vaccination and to immediately make sure that you're vaccinated? Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States of America, that taking place, the potentiality of that? It was George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush 1, as he's called, when he was inaugurated, used the word one world government, one world government, one world government, 8 times in his inauguration speech. We've had globalist presidents in all of history past, except for Donald J. Trump, in my most humble opinion. What if the World Health Organization, ladies and gentlemen, would make a determination that weapons are so dangerous in America it could overflow and be harmful for neighboring nations. And as a result of that, the World Health Organization could demand total gun confiscation and could confiscate every weapon on the face of the earth in America based on their own determination that it's a global health problem, a global health emergency. Global health emergency, ladies and gentlemen, is a huge blanket term that, as a result of that being designated, that could cause everyone to wear a mask, cause everyone to lock down, shut down, as we found in the past, could cause everyone to line up and get the vaccination. I could go on and on and on. Any of these things could trigger the global health determination by Dr. Tedros, which is bought and paid for by the Bill Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and controlled by the Communist Chinese Party. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a serious matter that we see taking place today in the loss of the sovereignty of the United States of America. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, remember what Roosevelt said about December 7th, 1941, he said it was a day that would live in infamy.
Yes.
And Dr. Youngblood, you've drawn a line in the sand. This day will be remembered because from this day now, you got a stake you can measure with, you can measure to. The next thing that comes up about who, the World Health Organization, you're going to see exactly what you say. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And anything that they can do, they're going to do under the auspices of your health. And now my take on it is that it's all about population control. I know it might not be popular, but Lake Mead and Lake Powell here in the western states are almost dry. One of them's down 170 feet. So at another billion people every 10 years, 1 billion people would increase the population times 3. I believe America is taxed right now. You got food shortages. It's running to the max. So anything will set it off. I don't think this planet or this country would handle another billion people. You might have enough land, but just raw land is not always good. You can't eat pine trees. So
Tom, let me jump in for a moment and add a couple of what I call parenthetical footnotes. Picture the World Health Organization in control. They declare a global emergency based on food shortage. As a result of that, the World Health Organization can mandate that all food product companies, all food production companies, be brought under the domination and the control of the World Health Organization. It is a part and parcel of the total globalization of the world. And if anybody's listening think that somehow, some way, this is ten horn conspiracy theory and that it could not happen, wake up, smell the coffee, and to realize that Bill and Melinda Gates are eugenists. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation designed in the very footsteps of Margaret Sanger to reduce the population. But I have said for many, many, many years, it's not a matter of the numbers, it's a matter of who's in control of the numbers. Right now, for example, Bill Gates owns about 240,000 acres of cropland in the state of Georgia. It is not being utilized. He is holding it back. He is one of the major, major contributors and part owners in the GMO seed manufacturing. He is part and parcel of believing that somehow, some way, you need to have synthetic beef rather than real beef, et cetera, et cetera. He is putting himself in the position of being the kingmaker in total world global domination. And it's not a matter of the shortages of these things. It's a matter of how it is manipulated to be short in order to declare it a national emergency, in order in the future tense to have the World Health Organization take global control and make the determination who's going to win and who's going to lose. And it will be the citizens of the United States of America, Tom, that I believe is the ultimate losers in this.
Exactly.
Because if we lose our sovereignty, free America's gone, and every other nation looks at America as being the shining, gleaming light on a hill, as Ronald Reagan called it. So we're set up for destruction unless God intervenes and prevents this from happening.
And Dr. Youngblood, it all ties together because the man of sin, the Antichrist, will be a problem solver. He'll have an answer for everything.
Yes.
So every time you see a new problem shoot up, that's something else for him to do. That's another nail in the coffin of what he'll come about, because when the problems finally get so big, then they will clamor. Like after World War One, I forgot who it was, what statesman said, whether it be from God or the devil, send us someone that can bring us real peace.
Absolutely. And Tom, we're looking at now the one that supposedly will be able to bring the peace and be able to have all of the answers will be, as it stands, the one that leads it now, Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization.
Exactly.
Tom, our time is, as the little boy says, collapsed on us, but thank you so much for calling in today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very, very serious issue, and as we close this broadcast today, let me remind you that Joe Biden has placed America in a position of losing our sovereignty to the control and the domination of the World Health Organization. It deserves our prayer, and it deserves every citizen calling our congressmen, our senators, and our representatives, demanding that somehow, some way, they intervene and stop this tragedy. Thank you for joining in today, ladies and gentlemen. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
2021, Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.